things happen.
Hear him singing happy birthday. Better think about the wish I make. This year gone by ain't been a piece of cake.
Back on Downtown, it's 4:45 and time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Who's got a birthday coming in? Yes, Eric Meehan. Hello, sir.
Hello. Welcome to Message in the Bottle, brought to you by DraftKings.
But you're not betting. You're not betting on wines, so you're okay.
I'd be driving a nicer car.
True.
You know, it's funny. I said, forgetting DraftKings first, I find myself very envious of John Corrales. You know, it's like champagne going to get into like the finals of the world? Like, I got nothing exciting. I mean, it's wonderful. I love what I do, but I'm like, man, your team's in the finals.
Yeah.
Like that's fun. That's like something to get jazzed about. I mean, I'm jazzed. I love what I do. I love talking to everybody about what I do. But I'm like, man, that's got to be fun. And I'm sure I've noted this before, but when I was a child, Boston sports, I was too young for the Bird era. And Boston sports kind of languished for a while there. And then all of a sudden it's like, nah, I can't lose. Ah, very jealous. That's okay. This is the Giants' year.
Look, they can't be worse than the Patriots, can they? Maybe they could.
I think they're actually being picked to be worse than the Patriots. I think they are being picked for the potential number one pick.
Oof.
In the draft, yeah. Which is fine with me. That's fine. So let's talk about wine. Let's talk about all the things. No, I am not sponsored, by the way, by DraftKings or any other major betting source. But you know, if anybody wants to sponsor me, hey, I'm available. I don't have nearly as many scruples as the major sporting leagues either. So, you know, whatever. this is the week that we sort of start our world tour. Obviously, we had touched on a couple places, mainly in France, because that's where most of the sort of tradition and rules came from and come from. And we're going to continue with France and Germany this month, mostly because it kind of makes sense to juxtapose the stuff we talked about. You know, I'll just sort of remind you all, you know, we talked about Burgundy, about the tradition of the cloistered orders, keeping records of what grew well, where. And we sort of started to talk about the subsoil and the idea of terroir and the idea of appellation, that certain delimited areas are the only places that a given wine or wines can come from. And Burgundy is a smaller area. So today we're going to talk about two larger areas in the French wine scene that, again, sort of juxtaposed, give you a good idea of sort of the sort of free-for-all that wine can be. And those places are the Rhone Valley and then the Languedoc Languedoc-Roussillon is the sort of the longer term for it. And we'll sort of throw in Provence as well. So basically what we're talking about is the entire southern Mediterranean coast of France and then going up into the Rhone Valley. The start of the Rhone Valley actually is very close to Burgundy and is separated into two main components, the northern Rhone Valley, which again is very small, located on very steep edifices high above the Rhone where it's cut through the valley and really, I mean, it's remarkable heights. Don't go there if you get vertigo. And then the southern Rhone, which is much a broader area, which goes through some flatland and up into some very nasty, beautiful hills that I fell in love with a couple of years ago visiting there. Then you've got, again, this massive coastline, which has flatland, which has hidden, narrow, quirky little valleys, each place different from the rest, which is this Languedoc area, much freer of rules, sort of because of that, by default. But we'll get there. So let's jet back to the Northern Rhone Valley. The Northern Rhone Valley, being so close to Burgundy, is informed a lot by it, in that their red wine is Syrah. That's what it is. And their white wine can be Viognier. You also see some grapes called Marsan and Roussan. But Viognier is sort of the queen grape of the north. And again, these extraordinary vineyards that are farmed definitely by hand, because I don't think you can get any vehicles in a lot of them. It's simply A, too dangerous, and B, just impossible. And it's also in this area that, outside the delimited area of the Northern Rhone, you're seeing a lot of purchasing. And this holds true for the sort of the Southern Rhone as well. Areas that are not officially sanctioned because they're affordable. When you are faced with such small vineyard area, as you definitely are in the Northern Rhone, you kind of got to think outside the box. And indeed, you do see a lot of that. Getting into the Southern Rhone, you have tons of grapes available to you, dominated by the red Grenache. You do see Syrah as well, Mourvèdre, Carignan, things like this. And it's a very, very broad area, but it still does have rules. And the rules are more specific to the tinier appellations within it, the most famed being Châteauneuf du Pape. But this is also where you find Gigondas, Rastaud, Vacaras, things like this. Just absolutely wonderful, wonderful little appellations. Big, juicy fruit, usually, with a lot of wild herb and things like that. Times are very tough in this area because of global warming. Very, very tough. You're seeing a lot of people really despairing, losing a lot of their crop, dry riverbeds. I mean, it's terrifying. This is no different than their neighbors in the rest of southern France, where they do have these warming problems. But as I was mentioning, there's such interesting geography that is encompassed in this huge swath of land that there are still really, really good cooler climate areas where you can grow things like Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Riesling, things like that. So it's really rather interesting. There is no doubt that parts of the Languedoc, which is, again, this huge swath of the southern French coast, want to be more respected. And the reasons for that are things like it's the single largest growing area in France, easily, and one of the largest wine-producing areas in the world. And it produces things like fat bastard wine, for instance. They make a lot of what the British call plonk, in addition to fine wine. So there is definitely an interest on some of the better winemakers in some of the more interesting terroir-specific regions of the Languedoc to formalize where they are. So it's a very interesting idea that, you know, the reason even 20 years ago when I got into business or so, there was a real surge into the Languedoc because of the lack of rules, because of the affordability of land, because you could go and search out pretty much, you know, the area in this vast place for the grapes you wanted to work with. And now it's sort of a reversal of, well, we did that, and now we're doing something so special that we think it should be demarcated. Who's right, who's wrong? It's who's to know. But here's the basics for people that are looking for nice, big, jammy reds that have some structure and some character and are still affordable. Definitely look at wines from the Languedoc and the Rhone, and also Provence is absolutely the home of you know, nice, refreshing rosés, perfect for days like this. So come on into the store and find some stuff from there and go home and be happy. And next week we will talk more about France and what are we talking about? Oh, Loire and Bordeaux next week. So there we go.
And is it Monday? Is that the birthday?
It's the 10th. I don't even know. It's not until you started playing that I was like, oh, that's right, my birthday's coming up. I always lose track of it. because it's never like a big deal to me. Is that wrong?
I feel like no. I'll take my gift back. It's fine.
I like gifts. It's just one of those, like, if I were, I think, to even have remembered to get me a card. So I'm hoping somebody that, you know, perchance loves me is thinking about it. But yeah, it's the 10th. So anybody out there who's in the mood to send me a card or well wishes, hey, I won't refuse them. I'll appreciate them. I'll be psyched that you remembered and I didn't.
There you go. Well, we'll sing you a little song next. All right, I won't sing. I want it to be a good day after your birthday. But hope the week between now and then is wonderful, and we'll check in with you next Tuesday.
Fantastic. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle.